Marty, maybe you can take us through what you've been doing the last, you know, since you've been on the job, you know, in terms of some duties you've been doing.
Well, that's a good question there. This phone's beeping a bunch, but let me just work through it. Quite a little bit of stuff. First 3 weeks, heck, got the staff hired and sold a house and then pulled the trigger on a place up here to live and got my last one into a, I should say, he got himself into a school up here. So those first 3 weeks, we were running and gunning just a little bit. And then as of late, our staff has been getting together, offensive staff has been getting together every morning. And we're using the mornings for the football implementation. So we've been implementing our offense, you know, with all of our coaches. Dishing out assignments for the future, you know, staff assignments, and then going through quite a little bit of film as well. So, and then in the afternoons, we've been using that as the evaluation on the NFL, possible NFL free agents, and then college draftable players that are coming out this year.
Marty, I know you'll get a much better idea when you actually get a chance to work with Sanchez on the field, but just from your study via film, what do you like about him, and how do you think he will fit what you want out of a quarterback in your offense?
Well, offensively, I'll play to a player's strengths, and so as you know, Mark has many strengths, and then we'll try to – everybody's got strengths and weaknesses, so just talking in general about a player – try to play to a player's strengths and then try to get the weaknesses a little bit better, but certainly put him in a position where his strengths will show. And I do that at all positions, but certainly the quarterback spot because it's so important.
Marty, I guess most Jets fans want to know, can you fix Mark Sanchez?
Well, I'm not sure that's a term that he needs to be fixed. Mark's got a lot of strengths, and you know he's played at a high level, and then it's our job is to get him to play at a high level on a consistent basis, and certainly would like competition at all spots, and certainly that spot, and the competition just makes everybody better.
Can you describe your offenses? How do you describe your offense, and would you say it's a quarterback friendly offense?
Well, when you guys ask a question, can you state your name, because I'm kind of
I'm sorry. JP Pelson from the Record. I'm sorry.
Okay, great.
Congratulations. Congrats on that.
Well, listen, I'm excited to be here. There's a great challenge ahead of us and great opportunity for all of us. So, and I look forward to meeting y'all in person one of these days as well. Now, your question was offensively what now?
It was, first of all, kind of, you know, I know you're obviously a West Coast guy, but if you could just kind of talk about your philosophy and if you feel your offense is a quarterback-friendly offense.
Well, certainly can be a quarterback-driven offense. You know, the great thing about this system is that you can do just about anything there is. Now, we'll certainly use the West Coast terminology, but the West Coast system is a timing efficient quarterback-driven type of offense that runs the ball in a physical as well as a deceptive manner, and you ask about philosophy. It's very simple. I'm gonna set the foundation with the hard work and preparation. Most of the time, the best prepared team on that Sunday is gonna win the football game. That's important to set that foundation. The one thing I will promise is we will work hard on the field and off the field, and we'll be well prepared. There may be an instance or so that it doesn't look that way, but then that becomes my responsibility. So, and then we'll receivers and runners. My responsibility to get the football to our best players, our playmakers, a little bit more. So just in general, that's the philosophy there. And, you know, the other thing that goes into it is that old school mentality where we just don't care how we get it done, run, pass, who gets the credit. We don't care about influences, whatever it takes to win the next ball game, and we'll get the hard work and preparation done. And then the last thing is the talent acquisition, which our personnel staff, John and the rest of the fellows there, are working diligently at right now, in the middle of putting a team together.
Marty, this is Mike Sielski from the Wall Street Journal. One of the staples of your version of the West Coast offense has been throwing the ball to the running backs quite a bit, whether it was LeSean McCoy, Brian Westbrook, you know, players like that in Philadelphia. That's not something that the Jets did much of last year at all. How much of that do you want? How much do you want that to be a part of the offense here? And do you have the kinds of running backs, do you think, who can carry that out?
Well, I need to do that. However, if we've got backs that can do it, then we absolutely will utilize them that way. Now, every game is different. There'll be some games where the backs may very well catch a host of balls, and then there'll be other games where they don't, and maybe the receivers and tight ends catch a few more in those particular games. But we do have a couple of fellows that are on our roster right now that have displayed some dynamic ability and the ability to catch the football. So, now, look, well, again, we're right in the middle of building this football team, so I'll go a little bit more in depth about it in the near future.
Who are those? I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask who those players were who displayed a dynamic ability to catch the football. Who are you thinking of?
Well, we've got Powell and McKnight. We also have Griffin. You know, there's a little bit of dynamic ability there, I think.
Next, Marty. Rich Lemini from ESPN New York. You said earlier that Mark has a lot of strengths. Can you be specific in how those strengths translate to your system?
Well, I will tell you, he played some awfully good games. It's been just a touch scattered. So that's our responsibility. Is he's proven that he can play at a winning level, at a high level. What was it, the year before last? There was probably three, maybe more than that, sort of down the stretch that he brought the team from behind on the last drive of the ball game. So he's proven he can do that, and so he's proven that he can make all of the throws. And so now his challenge and our challenge is playing at that level on a much more consistent basis.
Marty, this is Manish Mehta with the New York Daily News. Can you say now that you will have a true open competition at the quarterback position? I mean, obviously Mark has the resume, but going into OTAs and off-season work, will he be atop the depth chart, or will you look at it like he will have to compete with whoever else you bring in, and there is no true number one at this point?
Well, that's right, and that's a good question. I certainly like to have competition at every position, including the quarterback spot. Mark will probably have just a little bit of a leg up, it would appear. But I would like to have competition at that position as well as all the other positions. Now, look, there are a select few on this football team that have kind of earned the right to step in there as number one on the depth chart. But I certainly would like competition at all the other spots, including the quarterback spot.
Marty, Rich Lemini again. Where is Tebow in your thoughts?
Well, I've talked to Tim, and you know, he's part of this football team, and I'm excited to coach all of our players, including Tim, and we had a long discussion. And some thoughts there. I would like to keep those. Those conversations between player and coach sort of private there, but we certainly have had a discussion, and and he's got my thoughts on the situation, and he has some thoughts as well. And if he's on this football team, which he is right now, then I would do it a certain way and try to utilize all of our players that can help us win a football game.
So you, I mean, he's really not a prototypical West Coast quarterback because of the accuracy issues, but you think you'd be able to tailor a package that would enhance his skill set?
Well, first of all, he would be taking reps at quarterback, and then some of his other skills could certainly help a football team. You know, what he did in Denver, a year ago, that was something else now. So the man can play football, and so how you utilize him would certainly be the key. And so he's on our football team right now, so it's my duty and responsibility to have some thoughts on how he could help us win the next football game. So I have put an awful lot of thought into that. He certainly has some skill to do that, you know. And I will say he's got some quarterback skills. You know, as a quarterback, the gut instincts are real important, and he certainly has that. And just talking in general quarterbacks, you know, the decision making is key, along with the accuracy and timing. He certainly has some of that, and that'd be interesting to see exactly where he's at.
Marty, it's Brian Costello from the New York Post. Have you spoken to Santonio Holmes at all? Do you know where he is health-wise?
I personally have not talked to Santonio. He was in. And what's that? Yeah, Santonio. So, I missed him. I was back in Philadelphia. However, I have some thoughts on Santonio as well, and he does have the foot situation, and I have information, but that's more for our trainer or Rex or the doctors, because I'm not quite sure on that, but I would expect him to be healthy at some point before training camp.
I just have one more.
I just had a follow-up. When we look at this job on paper, Marty, in January when it came up, you know, the 30th ranked offense, you're losing a lot through free agency right now. That's why receivers coming off foot surgery, questions at quarterback. What appealed to you about this job?
Yeah, well, that is a good question, and I didn't quite know the positives until I took a drive up here, and you know, I knew Rex just a little bit, but Rex and I spent a full day together, and then later on spent some time with Woody Johnson, and so Rex and Woody, and then the opportunity, it appears that at some spots, if not many spots, we're going to be pretty young there, and the ability to coach the young talent and implement an offense with these guys, it was a little bit of a great challenge. And my daughter, I'm skipping around a little bit because a lot of things went into this thing, but my daughter, my third, is graduating from high school, and then my son, my last one, is graduating from eighth grade, and so the location was important. When I drove up here as well, the facilities, I dropped my jaw. I think you could arguably say that this is the finest facilities in the NFL. So with all of that combination, with the young players, with Rex that I got to spend some time with Woody Johnson, and then at the time that I took the job, the GM had not been hired, but I'm trying to think back. I believe that I knew that this was the man that we were trying to get, and I had heard some awfully good things about him as well.